Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
David Pastrnak. I feel like I haven't heard from him in a while. And a Bruins team who you probably weren't paying super close attention because it's preseason hockey and, you know, come on. But, you know, we had
It's also the first week of October. What are we doing starting hockey?
It's a good point. I mean, it seems very early for this. It doesn't help that it was 85 degrees over the weekend either. But, yeah, there was the Red Sox playoff run. The Patriots are starting to, you know, impress people now. And the Bruins preseason, I feel like, flew totally under the radar. Bruins had a nice little preseason. The Bruins played 6 preseason games. They went 4-2. 4-1-1, because one of their losses was in a shootout. And Swayman was good. Corpusalo was pretty good. DiPietro was pretty good. And you saw not just Pastrnak and you know, the normal guy, Morgan Geeky. Guys on that roster were, looking at it anyway, I'll be honest, I didn't watch a lot of it. But based on the reporting I saw from guys like Scott and gals like Bridget and everybody else here, the Bruins had themselves a nice little preseason. And you may not care about preseason hockey. I understand if you don't. But I also think that when a team goes out in the preseason, a team that's expected to be kind of a lousy team, and they get slapped around, no one ever changes their mind about, well, yeah, they're going to be a sucky team. Who cares? If a very good team goes out in the preseason and gets smacked around, people raise their eyebrows a little bit. But if a team that everyone expects to be bad goes into the preseason, and again, it's like the same 3 teams you play. They only played like New York, Philly, and Washington. I'm not sure they played anybody else. Then you go out there and you win 4 out of 6. I pay attention to that. Jeremy Swayman goes out there and has a couple of really nice-looking games. They're preseason games, but nice-looking games. I pay attention to that. David Pastrnak is still one of the best scoring forwards in the entire NHL. And he doesn't seem to be slowing down very much. I pay attention to that. Morgan Geeky, who I think emerged as a force last year up on that line with him, with Pastrnak, or wherever it is that they want to put him. I think him, Lindholm after a year, Zadorov after a year on the blue line with McAvoy and the other guys they got there on that in that defensive group. They're not a lost cause. Like, I think people talk about them like they're this lost cause. And it's like, why even bother? Why even bother with a hockey season this year? I think there's a hockey season to be had this year. It may not look like that right away. It may take a while for them to kind of gain their footing. as they are going to go through a lot of changes, and there's going to be a lot of young players called up from Providence that they're going to be looking to, and some of the new guys that they brought in, not big-time difference makers, but new faces and new new sticks on the ice, they're going to have to figure out how to work with their own guys. Yes,
specifically, Joe. When you're talking lost cause, I think you have to sort of put a disclaimer on that. They're a lost cause in terms of thinking they will go to the Stanley Cup. Like, those expectations have to come down quite a bit. But I'm sort of on your path. Like, they're not totally a lock to just miss the postseason or whatever. They can still make the postseason. I think they can have a good year, maybe be a wild card team. And who knows? Maybe they surprise people. But I think they're a lost cause when it comes to expecting them to make a run for the Stanley Cup.
Sure, and I tend to agree with that. But I also think in the NHL, more so than any other sport, you make it to the playoffs and you could get there. I mean, like, you know, all you really have to do is get in. And that's why it's kind of crazy that they have all these extra wild cards and so many people get in. Because in the NHL, I feel like it's just a lot more random generally. Not about who wins. You know, you still have dynasties in the NHL, but... And Florida's in the middle of one potentially right now. But, like, in terms of who gets there and who gets knocked out and knocked off, like, I do feel like there's a lot more upsets. There's a lot less chalk. That, and maybe, you know, it's not always like that every single year. But I do feel like in the NHL, more so than the other sports, you do see more of that. And that's what makes it fun. And that's also what I think makes it intriguing for a team like the Bruins, a team with no expectations. Like, they have no expectations this year. I think making the playoffs would be considered an achievement for them this year. And I think they should have the bar set a little higher than that. Not much higher, but if making the playoffs is a grand achievement, then, you know, you're sort of setting yourself up for, like, well, hey, you know, at least we made it. And I don't think the Bruins should look at it like that. If Jeremy Swayman plays well, and you have McAvoy, Geeky, Pastrnak, Zadora, you know, guys who can produce, it's probably not going to be a real pretty season. But all you really need is for Swayman to get hot for like a month. And all of a sudden, you're right there. You're right there. You're right in the middle of that chase. And there's going to be the usual suspects there. Toronto's going to be there, and Tampa and Florida, all these teams. You know, Washington and the Rangers and all the normal teams that are there. Carolina, they're going to be, you know, they haven't changed very much. You've changed more than they have. But the Bruins, I think, haven't changed so much that I look at what they are and what, you know, how they finished last year and think, yeah, that's just the way it's going to be from here on out. I don't think so. I think that was a bit of a fluke year from Swayman last year. I don't think that's what he is now. I think he can be better than that.
Full off season.
Right. And he has to prove that. I mean, it's not a given. He has to go out and prove it. But what I've seen so far here in the preseason, looking at his stats and looking at the starts that he's had, he's been good. And if he can start the year off strong and build up some confidence for this team, which they haven't had since the trade deadline of last year. Since the trade deadline of last year, this team has been a dead team. There's been no reason to really pay attention to them. But if they can get off to a good start here, I believe in the Bruins this year.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.